SSR in Sports, I'm George Williams. NFL action last night. The remaining wild card game goes to the Rams, who defeated the Vikings 27-9. Rams defense came up strong, holding the Vikings to just 3 field goals. LA moves on to meet the Eagles next Sunday in the divisional round. Meanwhile, in NFL coaching news, Mike McCarthy will not return as coach of the Dallas Cowboys, according to owner Jerry Jones, who said the organization and the coach mutually agreed to part ways. Speculation already turning to Deion Sanders as a possible successor. NBA action last night. The two basketball teams from Los Angeles returned to their home courts with different outcomes. Spurs beat the Lakers 126-102. Clippers winners over the Heat 109-98. Elsewhere, Timberwolves down the Wizards 120-106. Pistons beat the Knicks. Raptors over the Warriors by 3. And the Rockets beat the Grizzlies by only 2. In the NHL, the Oilers, Flyers, and Flames won their games. This is SRN Sports. NCAA Top 25 College Basketball Rankings. Tennessee has fallen from the top spot down to number 6 in the top 10. The rest of the teams, Auburn is in the top spot now, followed by Iowa State, Duke, Alabama, and Florida. Then after Tennessee, Marquette, Kentucky, Kansas, and Houston. In Australian Open tennis, defending champion and top seed Jannik Sinner on the men's side has advanced to second round play, as has the second seed Alexander Zverev and number 3 Carlos Alcaraz. On the women's side, the top seed Aryna Sabalenka has advanced, as has second seed Iga Swiatek and third seeded Coco Gauff. And in sad news, the founder of the Christian men's group Promise Keepers has died. Coach Bill McCartney said the 84-year-old former University of Colorado football coach passed away Friday from the affliction of dementia. He was the coach for the college's national title-winning team in 1990, and that was the year he founded Promise Keepers. This is SRN Sports.